Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday, so that means it is time for our regular house call from Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, welcome back.
Hello.
And also joining us today, Danielle Labonte, dietitian and public health nutritionist. Is it Labonte? I ask you that every time.
Yes, it's Labonte. You've got it.
Perfect. Thanks for being here, Danielle.
Thank you for having us.
The topic today is so relevant to what's going on. Food insecurity, the nutritious food basket, health equity, and the living wage. It's a lot to cover, so let's get right to it. Dr. Lee, tell us how these topics are part of the public health mandate.
Yeah, so when we think about public health, we really think about the health of the whole person and things that influence health in the big and small ways, and certainly food is a big way in which health is affected. And so food insecurity is a quite serious public health problem, especially, as you said, Bob, with affordability issues that are really coming to bear right now in Ontario and across a lot of Canada. Certainly our region is also affected. People's health, their well-being, their sense of stress or anxiety, many of those things are often tightly linked with their household food security, which is to say whether they feel that they're going to be able to have enough food, enough nourishing food for them and their families. And so living with food insecurity really means not getting enough of the nutrition, vitamins, minerals, energy really needed for growth, development, especially in kids, but as well for adults to maintain good physical, mental, as well as immune health. And there's plenty of evidence that talks about food being important for example, healthy pregnancies, birth outcomes. I mentioned children, especially very young children, and the risk of chronic diseases later in life. And so food insecurity is a problem that affects individuals as well as actually use of the healthcare system because of these health issues. And for us at the health units, talking about food insecurity, talking about a living wage and other policy interventions for our region is a way to think about, to provide education and communication about food insecurity, including talking to employers about a living wage, for example.
Danielle, let's talk a little bit about the Nutritious Food Basket Program. We bring this up every year, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah, for sure. So each year, the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit conducts what's called nutritious food basket costing. And this means that we look at the cost of a variety of nutritious foods across several grocery stores in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark to determine the average cost of eating a balanced diet for those living in the Tri-County. So this includes foods found on Canada's Food Guide, things like milk, lentils, ground turkey, pork, chops, a variety of fresh, canned, and frozen vegetables and fruit, whole wheat pita, oats, whole wheat pasta, brown rice, peanut butter, and many other household staples. And the results show that individuals and households living with food insecurity really do struggle to buy enough nutritious food after paying for rent, bills, and other living expenses.
So, Dr. Lee, we know what food insecurity is. Essentially, it means not having enough money to buy healthy food. Tell us about how it affects public health.
Yeah, so fundamentally, food insecurity is an income issue, not a food issue, because, you know, when you think about it, people experience food insecurity because they can't access the food. It's not because the food isn't there. It's because they don't have the income to purchase the food or access the food. And so when money is tight, you have less money for food in your budget. You might end up skipping meals. You might end up eating less nutritious or nourishing food because that's what you can afford, because it stretches for longer. And certainly that can affect families as well as personal health. So well, we've talked about physical health, oral health can be affected as well. And people who are experiencing food insecurity are more likely to become ill, both at the time as well as later in life. There's a greater risk of chronic disease developing as well.
So Danielle, here's the big moment here. What are the findings from the nutritious food basket costing for this year? And this is going to be really interesting, as we've seen really over the course of the past 2 years, the food prices continue to go up. So lay it on us.
Okay, yes, we're going to go through some numbers here, so bear with me. But we found that the average monthly cost of a nutritious food basket in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark for a family of four, and that's two adults, so one male, one female, between the ages of 31 and 50, a female aged 4 to 8, and a male aged 14 to 18, was $1,130, and that was of June 2023. So for a family of four on Ontario Works, their monthly income is about $2,800. And then when you subtract their rent, which in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark is an average of $1,583, that means they have $1,217 left for everything else. And that's before accounting for that cost of food that I mentioned earlier. So when you subtract that cost of food, the $1,130, this leaves them with only $87 for all of their other expenses. And this includes things like hydro, transportation, insurance, basic phone and internet, childcare, clothing and footwear, household supplies, toiletries, over-the-counter medications, any extracurricular activities for their children, minimal recreation and entertainment, and any school supplies they might need as well.
$87 for everything else is not enough. It certainly does not leave enough money to cover expenses. So is that where health equity comes in? Danielle, what can be done to change this?
Yeah, so while alone, these solutions may not be sufficient to really eliminate poverty, together they can help. So support and expand tax filing initiatives targeted at low-income households, ensure access to safe, affordable housing, childcare, and transportation, implement basic minimum employment standards to reduce precarious employment, encourage local businesses and agencies to become living wage employers, and ensure social assistance rates and minimum wage provide for the basic costs of living. We also require broader society changes to our approach to income, including basic income policies. And I also do want to add that food banks are an important resource for our communities, and more people are really needing these services more than ever. However, they're intended to be short-term solutions for individuals, and they really don't address that broader systemic problem. This is all rooted in poverty.
So can you tell us more about the living wage program and what that means for our area specifically?
Yeah, so a living wage is the minimum hourly wage that a worker needs to earn in order to cover their basic expenses, so things like housing, nutritious food, clothing, and participate fully in their community. It's calculated yearly using community data and informs and advocates for discussion around what it costs to live in a given area. In 2023, the living wage for Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark is $20.60, and last year this number was $19.05. Currently, the minimum wage is $16.55. One thing an organization can do to support this movement is become a living wage employer. Living wage employers are certified organizations or companies that reflect the values of Living Wage Ontario, and they pay all employees at the rate of living wage or more for the region that they operate in.
That's really interesting. Dr. Lee, in our last couple of moments here, can you let us know where people can get more information on everything from the food basket to the living wage?
Yeah, so this is a great setup for our website. We always have lots of information on our website. That's healthunit.org. And we have information about food insecurity, the nutritious food basket. We have a report that's come out and lots of information about living wage and health equity, lots of other stuff. You can always contact us through our phones, as well as by email, or we are on social media as well. We're on Facebook, we're on X, which is formerly Twitter, and we're also on Instagram. Lots of places.
Yeah, lots of places for sure. I want to thank you both for being here today. Danielle Labonte, always a pleasure to have you on. You shared some vital information there, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And you're joining me tomorrow morning, too, because we have some special messages about vaccinations that we want to share.
Absolutely.
So we'll be on with Dr. Lee again tomorrow morning at 8:15. Another edition of In Focus comes your way tomorrow at 12:05. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.